朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
是的，我们要把所有的感谢归给神。
Yes, we will give all the thanks to God.
我们不仅为着所有做母亲的，我们为着你们，我们感谢神。
Not only that, we will give thanks for all the mothers here.
也就是因为地上有这么多伟大的母亲，才让世界能够维持这么好啊。
The world is so good because of all these great mothers.
我们也是因为我们中间有这么多爱主的姊妹做母亲的，能够让教会在主面前蒙福。
And it's also because of so many sisters who love the Lord, so that our church is so blessed.
但是我们早晨更是要把更多的恩典和更多的感谢和赞美来归给爱我们的主。
But this morning we will give even more thanks and praises to the Lord who loves us.
我想我们教会播放的这个 laptop 素质太差的，我鼓励你们回去从网路上重新看一遍。
Sorry for the bad quality of this video. We encourage you to view it again online.
不仅彩色更好看，这个音乐也很清楚，主要是让你能够真正被这个见证感动。
And you will hear more clearly the music and better quality and resolution, and you will be more touched by the testimony.
我看了好几次，每次看完我眼睛都是湿的，我真的是再一次复习神在我们中间恩典和大能的作为。
I watched it many times, and every time I just have tears because the God's great work and grace among us is just beyond description.
不仅仅是因为他给我们这么多的恩典让我们感动。
Not only that we are touched by all of His grace.
而是在这么多的环节里面，神让我们亲自好像面对面看见他的作为，经历到他大能的同在。
But through the entire process, every single turning point, it seems like we get to see Him face to face and we experience His great work and His presence.
让我们真正知道我们所信的是一个又真又活的神，而且是万有的主宰。
So that we know the God that we believe in is living and He's the Lord of the universe.
弟兄姊妹，这是太伟大的事情，我们居然认识了天地的主。
This is such a great thing that we get to know the Lord of the universe.
太荣耀的事情，这位伟大的神既然爱我们，而且永远爱我们。
And even more wonderful is that this greatLord of the heaven and earth loves us and loves us forever.
所以今天我用很短的时间，我讲一下属灵的传承。
And today I'd like to give a short message on the passing on of the spiritual inheritance.
我们不是只是因为献堂周年，我们有一些纪念的活动而已。
We're not just here to remember and to celebrate anniversary.
我们实在希望神在我们中间的工作祝福能够世世代代被传下去。
We hope that God's work in our midst can be passed on throughout the generations.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹怎么样。我在我年轻的时候上中学，学校的运动会每一年都有运动会啊。
I don't know about you, but at my school, when I was at high school, we will have sports events every year.
我不晓得你们最喜欢看的比赛是哪一个。
I don't know what is your favorite sport.
我是最喜欢看接力赛。
I love the relay, the race.
不管400公尺、800公尺、1600公尺，或是全班30个人的那种接力赛跑，我最喜欢看。
All kinds of relays, 400 meters, 800 meters, 1600 meters, all kinds of relays. I just love to watch them.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道在这个接力赛跑的时候，我们当然要尽量避免摔跤啊，因为你可能会造成全队输掉。
Yes, while running the relay, you have to avoid from falling.Otherwise, your team may lose.
就算不小心输了，你也不能 give up， 你要起来继续跑，因为你还是可能得胜的。
But even if you fall, you should still get up and try because you still might have the chance of winning.
以前我们代表班上在那里参加这个接力赛跑的时候，我们被提醒，除了你跑得快以外
，And when we were running the race, we were always being reminded not only to run fast.
最关键的一件事情在哪里
？The most critical thing is.
接棒啊
！How to pass the baton？
我们一定要好好训练好接棒。
We have to be trained very well how to pass the baton。
你不能等在那里，等他跑过来放到你手上的，对不对
？You can't just stand there and wait until the baton is handed to your hand。
你一定要准备好，看着他，然后开始慢慢加速。你也不能跑太快，让他老是追不上你。
Yeah, and you have to prepare yourself and then look backwards and then gradually run, but then you can't run too fast that your teammate cannot catch you。
你也不能让接棒不小心。棒子掉到地上，那是一个太可怕的事情。
And then you better not drop the baton. That's too terrible.
然后你也决定不能没有拿到棒子就跑。
And you cannot run without getting the baton.
这接棒有很多讲究的。
So there are a lot of skills about passing.
他决定了这个比赛的胜负。
And then it's very critical to your winning or not.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，当我们讲属灵的这个传承的时候，其实就好像一个属灵的接棒一样。
So when we talk about passing on the spiritual inheritance, it's just like passing the spiritual baton.
你看看美国哈佛大学，哈佛大学是在1636年成立的啊，三五年。
The University of Harvard University was established in 1653.
这个学校是今天多少年轻人想进去的？
In 1635, and this is the school that most young people wanted to get in.
你知道当初他们建校的宗旨就明说，这个学校成立的目的是为了要训练 pastor， 因为训练传道人。
But do you know that the purpose of the school when established was to train pastors?
他们说基督是一切的知识和学问的基础。
And they say that Christ is the foundation of all knowledge.
而你今天到哈佛去的时候，这些东西都已经掉了差不多，都没有了。
But now today, if you visit Harvard, these inheritance are gone.
耶鲁大学1701年开始。
Yale University was established in 1701.
这个学校也是一开始就讲到圣经是他们的基础。
And then while they were founded, they say that Bible was their basis.
而且他们学校非常注重传福音，常常组团到全国各地去传福音的。
And then they were very big on evangelism. They often have mission teams to send out throughout the country.
而今天耶鲁大学里面绝大多数的人都已经不相信有神了。
Yet today in Yale, most people do not believe there's a God.
那哥伦比亚大学以前叫做 King's College。
Columbia University used to be called King's College.
他们是在1754年成立的。
And was established in 1754.
他们在学校的这个成立的这个宣传广告上面就也是明说，他们是要帮助下一代能够借着耶稣基督认识神。
And then when they were founded, their purpose was through teaching that they want to teach the next generation.
在他们的校徽上面，校徽上面不仅有耶和华的名，而且说到在他的光，在你的光中，我们必得见光。
And on their school symbol, it says, "In your light, we will see light."
好，弟兄姊妹，在这么多种现在所谓的常春藤名校，大家羡慕的学校里面，当初成立的时候，都是为了认识神，为了传扬主。
All these universities in Ivy League were established for the purpose of to proclaim the Lord.
今天如果我们不在这里讲的话，我相信我们在座很多人都不知道当初成立这些名校成立的目的是为了这个。
If today I do not tell you, most of us will not know the purpose of establishing the universities at that time.
请问这个棒子从第一代、第二代、第三代，到底在哪一代这个棒子掉了？
So where?Which generation, the first, the second, or third, which generation lost the baton?
现在这些学校还在拼命往前跑，可是手中已经没有棒子了。
Now these universities are still running forward at full speed, but yet they have dropped the baton.
弟兄姊妹，我们看一下我今天纲要的第二大段。
So the second paragraph on my outline.
在这里讲到两件令人警惕的例子。
Here we're going to look at two alarming examples.
在这里也一样讲到在以色列的历史里面，我们这里只举两个例子就是了。
And then we will name two examples in the history of Israelites.
一个是当约瑟做王的时候。
When Joseph was the ruler of Egypt.
当神儿女们得胜的时候。
When the children of God were victorious.
埃及法老愿意把全世界最好的地方献给神的百姓。
Pharaoh of Egypt was willing to give the best land to God's children.
他们说埃及地都在你们眼前，只管叫你的父亲和弟兄在住在国中最好的地上。
Says the land of Egypt is before you. Have your father and brothers dwell in the best of the land.
弟兄姊妹，你看见了没有？当我们对的时候，你不用在世界里面打工辛苦这么累，世界为我们效力的。
Can you see when we are in the right spiritual condition, we do not have to toil very hard, but the world will work for us.
可是约瑟这一代过去的时候，圣经上告诉我们。
But after Joseph and his generation died.The Bible tells us.
他说约瑟和他的弟兄并那一代的人都死了。
says Joseph died and all of his brothers and that generation.
当那一代过去的时候
when that generation passed away,
新的王起来
new king came.
神的百姓变成活在法老督工的辖制底下
and the children of God lived under hard bondages of taskmasters.
他们过得完全不一样的生活，督工辖制他们，加重担苦害他们，严严的对待以色列人，使他们做苦工，觉得命苦。
They lived in a totally different lifestyle. They were ruled by the taskmasters, and then they were under great affliction and burdens.
And they felt bitter about their lives. 这种得胜掌权的情形传不下去了。
It seems like that victorious condition cannot be passed on.
换来完全另外一种的生活方式。
And now this is another different lifestyle.
原来是掌权的，原来是坐宝座的，原来是世界向我们效力的。
They were reigning, they were on the throne, and the world was working for them.
而今天整个反过来，我们在世界做奴隶，在世界讨一口饭吃，在世界里面做被督工辖制受苦。
And now the situation turned around. The children of God now under bondage, and then they were afflicted, and they were begging for food.
而第二个例子。
Second example.
在这里四世纪第二章讲到约书亚在世和约书亚死后，那些见耶和华为以色列人所行大事的长老还在的时候，百姓都侍奉耶和华。后来有别的世代兴起，不知道耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事，去侍奉朱巴利，离弃了领他们出埃及地的耶和华他们列祖的神，去叩拜别神，就是视为列国的神，惹耶和华愤怒。
This is in Judges chapter 2 verses 7 to 15.
我想我们就不翻了哈，省时间。弟兄姊妹，你在这里有没有看见这里有几代？
Do you see how many generations here?
你看见约书亚在的时候？
Yes, when Joshua was there.
没有一个仇敌能在他们面前站立得住。
No enemy was able to stand before them.
约书亚死了。
After Joshua died.
但跟约书亚同一个时代的长老们还在的时候。
And then when the elders of Joshua's generation still remains.
百姓们还在侍奉神。
People are still serving God.
等到这一代也过去的时候，
and after that generation,
你就看见那个悲惨的情形出现了。
And you see this tragedy came.
后来有别的世代兴起，他们不知道神，也不知道神的作为。
Another generation arose. They did not know the Lord, nor the work which He has done.
他们去拜别的神了。
They worship other gods.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们就不知道这个棒子在什么时候它掉了。
We just don't know what, when.The baton was dropped.
弟兄姊妹，太重要的一件事情，我们需要有传承。
This is so important. We have to have the passing on.
啊，我们不光只是在这里有一个场地，我们每一年在这里纪念神给我们中间的作为。
We don't just have this facility, and every year we celebrate God's work in our midst.
我们有更重要的事情要传下去。
We have even more important thing to pass on.
我不晓得将来我们走的时候，我们的孩子们、我们的子孙们怎么思想我们。
I don't know, after we pass away, how our children or our children's children would think about us.
到底我们会留什么东西给我们的孩子？什么是我们的 legacy 我们可以留下去的？
What kind of legacy can we leave behind?
啊，弟兄姊妹，这个什么是成功的父母？每一个人看法不一样啊。
Everyone has their views about what's a successful parent.
啊，我们可以留钱给他们，但是钱他们很快就会花完。
We may leave them a lot of money, which they can spend it very easily.
我们可以留房子给他们，房子也会旧了，也会坏了，也会有一天卖掉了。
We can leave them some houses which can get old or be sold.
我们可以留知识给他们，但是知识这个世界日新月异，一下就淘汰了。
But we can leave them some knowledge, but which can get old very fast.
到底当孩子们想起我们的时候，他们怎么看我们？
So what would our children think about us when they think?
那到底什么是一个成功的父母？
What is a successful parent?
地上有各种标准。
There are all kinds of standards in the world.
啊，就像从前有三个小朋友，小男生聚在一起啊。
Once three young boys get together.
你知道小孩子都很喜欢讲我爸爸最伟大哈。
And you know when kids get together, they like to brag about their parents.
啊，现在你们这种在座的年纪大概已经不太讲这种话了。
Probably not what you would do now.
啊，第一个小孩子就讲说，我爸爸最爱干净了啊，不管天多冷，他多累，他一定不会超过三天，他一定会洗个澡的。
And the first boy says, "Oh, my dad just loves, he's very clean, no matter how cold the weather is, he will at least take a shower once every three days."
啊，第二个男生说，那有什么了不起？他说，我爸爸是每天都洗澡的。
And the second boy says, "What's the big deal? My dad takes shower every day."
他说，我爸爸最干净了。
So my dad is the cleanest.
啊， 第三个根本就这样白眼看他们，他说你们都算不了什么。
And then the third boy says, that's nothing.
他说我爸爸最干净的，他根本用不着洗澡的。
My dad is the cleanest. He doesn't even need showers.
所以他从来没看到爸爸洗过澡，可是他们讲得这么好。
He's never seen dad taking showers.
但每一个爸爸都很伟大，对不对？
So every dad is great.
因为怎么每一个人标准不一样啊。
Everyone has their standard.
到底什么是成功的父母呢？
So what is a successful parent?
弟兄姊妹，我们不能从世界的标准来看，因为太多标准。
We cannot judge from worldly standards, which can vary.
我们现在回到圣经来看，看见神在乎我们到底传什么给我们的下一代。
But let's go back to the Bible to see what God cares, what we pass on to our children.
我在这里列的两三节的经文做代表啊。
I listed some verses here as a representative.
第一个是我们背诵的经文，我们一起来看。
Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 9.
你只要谨慎，殷勤保守你的心灵，免得忘记你亲眼所看见的事，又免得你一生这事离开你的心，总要传给你的子子孙孙。在这里神特别提醒我们。
God particularly commanded.
对神的作为，对神的律法。
To God, God's laws and God's works.
第一个，我们自己不可以忘记啊。
First of all, we ourselves should not forget about.
第二个，他提醒我们，总要传给你们的子子孙孙。
Second, God was reminding that you have to pass down to your children and grandchildren.
所以这件事情神非常在乎，是我们要传下去的。
So this is something God really cares.
第二件事情，我们看一下《生命记》第四章四十节。
And let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 4.Verse 40.
摩西说，我今日将他的律例诫命晓谕你，你要遵守，使你和你的子孙可以得福，并且使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐的地上得以长久。在这里讲到神所传的话语，我们需要好好的传递下去。
The verse says that we have to pass on God's statutes and His commandments.
使我们自己和我们的子孙可以得福，而且得以长久。
So that it may go well withus and with our children and we may prolong our days.
第三是生命记第六章四到九节，我这里有些摘录，我们一起来念这一段啊。
And then another passage, Deuteronomy chapter 6 verses 4 to 9.
以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们神是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神，我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论，也要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。在这里我们看见神一直要我们传的几件重要的事。
So there are several things that God wants us to pass on.
一个是我们对神的认识。
First of all, our knowledge of God.
第二个是他的律法，他的律例典章。
And His statutes and commandments.
第三个是他的作为。
And His works.
那弟兄姊妹，今天这个东西，到底我们在传什么给我们的孩子？
So what exactly are we passing on to our children?
如果我们今天所传的不是神要我们传的，
If we're not passing on what God wants us to pass on,
就跟哈佛大学、耶鲁大学、哥伦比亚大学，他们一直存在，而且一直吸引人。
Just like Harvard, Yale, Columbia, they still exist and they attract a lot of people.
但是当初那些立校的那些先锋、那些祖先们希望建校的目的，统统给他们弄掉了。
But the purposes established by the founders have been lost.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天我们在主的面前求神恢复我们，让我们看重神看重的事情。
So may the Lord restore us so that we would care what God cares.
当我们真正在传这些事的时候，神说是他大大祝福我们，叫我们子子孙孙都蒙福。
If we pass down what He wants us to pass down, the Lord says we will be greatly blessed, not only us, but our children and children's children.
十几年前我看了一卷录影带啊。
More than 10 years ago, I saw the video clip.
他专门介绍以色列人跟犹太民族。
Introduces Israelites, the Jews.
你知道以色列民族在西元605、597跟586分三批被掳，然后以色列亡国。
Israelites were captured three times in 605, 597 and 586.
然后一直到1948年他们复国，中间等于经过了2500年。
And until 1948, their country was re-established. So all the time frame was about
2500 years.
You cannot find another tribe or another nation in the world that through after 2500 years and still not be converged.
你看很多在美国生的这些 ABC 哈，在做报告很多人。这个我有一个同朋友，有一次他的好朋友从东岸来到加州。
Look at the ABCs who are born here. Once a friend of mine came from East Coast.
加州中国餐馆很好，他就想要带朋友去吃中国餐馆。And
he wanted to bring his friends to Chinese restaurants in California.
没想到他家的小老板反对，他说我要去吃 hamburger.
But then his children are against it. They wanted to eat hamburger.
死吵活吵的拉着全家，这个人家从外地来。 跑去吃 McDonald 去了，因为小孩子要吃美国的汉堡。Finally,
the entire family, including the guests, had to go to McDonald's.
不要说世世代代，才一代，这个人的胃就被改变了。So
this is just one generation, and their appetites are being changed.
很多的第一代的孩子已经不会讲中文了。And
some first generation children cannot even speak Chinese.
很多的第一代已经忘记了中国是以孝为本的，是讲幼有序的。And
then they forget the Chinese tradition of honoring. Elderly and parents.
你看看现在吃饭有多少的教会都是小朋友先吃，大人站到后面等。
Nowadays, you go to many churches, the children will eat first, and then the elders will wait.
我感谢主，我们教会很多孩子看到我说：“于伯伯，你先，你先。”我希望不是只坐在我身上。
I'm very thankful that many children in our church will let me go first. I hope it's not only for me.
光我们这一代，爸爸妈妈没吃完，我们不可能吃的。
For my generation, we will not eat until our parents finish.
你看，才一代，下一代的孩子已经完全换了。
So only after one generation, it's been changed.
我想我们在座的爸爸妈妈，我希望孩子们多了解一点哈，这个真的很不容易，因为处在很大的转变里面。
I hope children will understand our difficulties because we're going through this transition.
文化的转变、语言的转变、世代的转变，都发生在我们这一代身上。
All the language transitions and cultural change all happen in our generation.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。